Call you over the September 11th, 2023, town council regular meeting at 6:03. Roll call, please.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Matt Zarnicki.
Present.
Town manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Town attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
And Michelle Miller, clerk treasurer, is present.
Since today is a sad day, after 23 years, I'd like to ask for Taylor and Brother Taylor here from Kingdom of Life. We all stand in a moment of silence for those families and friends that were lost during the 911. And then Taylor will lead us in prayer and follow by the pledge of allegiance.
Jesus, I thank you for the men and women gathered here tonight. I thank you for wisdom, guidance, and direction as they were making decisions. Lord, I pray that information is accurate, and that you give them creative solutions to what we would need to fix. God, I thank you for cost-effective solutions, and God, we give you glory and honor for the destiny that you have for us, Lynchburg. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Which is to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, ask for a motion to amend or adopt the agenda as presented. Motion by Scott, do I have a second? Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. We've got our 24 budget pre-adoption public hearing. I'll ask for a motion to close our regular meeting and open it to our public meeting. We need to do that?
So.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion to open our public hearing. Pre-adoption public hearing.
So
approved the 24 budget.
So
got a motion by Randy, second by Matt. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Okay. So we're here to talk about our budget.
You just open it up for the tax.
If anybody has any questions or any concerns about things we're posted upon our website
on Gateway
about our budget.
Any questions or comments?
I have one. Did I read it right that it was about vehicle maintenance fee? Is that part of the discussion? The vehicle maintenance costs for the police and emergency vehicles?
For the budget?
Yeah, I didn't know if that was in the budget on today. I'm sorry I came late.
Oh, not. I think just the overall budget for the year.
Oh, for the whole thing?
Yeah, so, well, you know, employee salaries, budgets for what we're on the streets, paving.
Understood. I'll wait then, because
okay.
I'm jumping the gun here.
Gotcha.
All right, thank you.
I had a question. Is that a one-year budget? January is not this year.
January 1st to December 31st.
Anybody else have anything to ask or questions? Okay. That said, then I ask for a motion to close our public hearing on our 2024 budget pre-adoption.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Motion to open back up our regular town council meeting here at 6:07.
So moved.
Got a motion by Randy. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Okay, we're back to our regular council meeting here. And if you have anything to speak to anything about our upcoming budget. So, motion for approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer also noted upon our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Approval of allowance claims also submitted by our clerk treasurer and noted upon our website.
So moved.
Got a motion by Terry. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same sign nay. Motion approved. Take a minute here to sign the documents. comments from the public on agenda items? Jason, do you, I don't think you're talking on our agenda item, right?
He had the ice station.
Okay.
Ice lift station is a lot of records.
All right, so if we step up, state your name, like says Jason Arkansas, 441 North Duwamish Street.
The high school station lift there, they have a temporary pump set up out back. I'm sure Troy's, I'm sure we got about it. I didn't know that that was going to be on the agenda tonight. I would have been a little more prepared. However, probably back in June, I took pictures of the whole area back there. And I don't think anybody else here will pass it as to maybe rain now. It's maybe kind of seen that it's there. That whole entire lift station is in disarray. Nothing, the pipe that, very early that no longer is currently working. Has pretty much eroded the entire structure.
The discharge
pipe was on ground. So it is eroded. The brick building there is basically, they're just holding through all those electrical panels. The privacy fence that's in the back that's pushed over down under a storage tank back there. We all have a generator there as well that has tires that are dry on it. That's in there as well. So for instance, I'm assuming that it's been a long time since they have updated these. But I used to go on occasion on the weekend, so it just be raining. It hasn't been done in a long time, but I'm there. What I'm getting at is, it's actually useful, it's working. It's still sitting there, it doesn't have any ice in place or anything like that on there. But I don't know what the regular checks are for. The door on there, the lock on it, it wasn't shut all the way. I took some pictures and I ended up closing it. Being at the library and the apartments right there next to the school, you know, could be a hazard for little children or something like that to play there. Unfortunately, I haven't had a chance to bring it up yet, but the announcement's been on, but now that it's here on the item. I think that, I heard you all say last time, they get a lot of money, they're going to spend on another lift station somewhere else. That's one kind of amount of talent for people who are going to run Starlight that want to grasp the tapping into our system or whatnot. The tapping in of the annex of Covered Bridge has most definitely, again, go on some of the money members or might not. We have a lot of flow going through there, and so much so that the chemicals weren't correctly musking the smell there, and the ammonia smell. It's pretty shameful for a lot of the schools and whatnot going through there, the regular there for almost a year. And there was previous initiatives in there, last record. So I would caution anybody that wants to tap in and add to the system there, because there are consequences for extra flow. Regardless that you're going to make money off of it, I understand, and no problem. But fortunately, this is your attitude that it's not like that. You spend a lot of money on something, and you expect to throw money at it, doesn't mean that it's going to be great forever. And I feel like this one has been neglected and forgotten about, because we mow the grass there, and I like all that. I'm sure that the lawn care company that we'll use to contract over that, they do the most part of the big building. They don't do all of it, they're going to use the entire section. And that's not a gripe, so to speak, but it's something that adds to the fact that this has been rejected, it's not been looked at. Nothing else, and whether for you guys, haven't happened except this. The last time, like I said, you guys need to get a truck specifically to lift the pumps up down there and have standby pumps. I don't know if you all got those in yet, but you know, we have a little brand new rehab for a brand new wastewater treatment. But do we have the equipment that we need to upkeep the existing structure? And if we don't, which I'm cautiously saying this, I don't think we do. Because if it is, then what happened, this hasn't been addressed before now. So I don't know how you all is going to address this tonight. Because I know there's going to be a lot of money being spent there. And you know, it's one of those things. It's at the library. That building should have been demolished a long time ago. And it could be better. So I'm going to have to grab the attention there.
Okay. You want to say anything else?
Yeah, so the Gordon Cellar project actually addresses all of your concerns. 75% of the flow of the town of Cellar goes through that station. The Gordon Cellar project that we're working on, like these here, the fourth mains redirect 75% of the flow that currently goes there to a new station that would be constructed. The hydrogen sulfide gas built up with flood motors are showing. The issue that's there now is that the pipe and two discharge pipes are 35-foot deep within there. There was a separation within one of the pipes, so that's what we're going to talk about tonight as far as a repair contract to get that addressed. Over the last several years,
when they came out, they did a fantastic job. They set everything, you know, put the barricades around it. It hasn't made a noise complaint. I was assuming it was going to be noisy when they came
how, but I guess the flow hasn't been.
Yeah, Tom said he moved it over to a different, right, so.
Target, no residents, I don't know. I think he would love to finish top first day of Bruce.
The generator that's there is one that basically uses a backup, it doesn't go anywhere. There's not a permanent structure that's built around it, it was there, serviced, it kicks on sporadically, runs in the event of a power outage. It's just basically a backup, because this is one of the major stations we have. We've looked at deconstructing that building around there, but doing that, we also have to have a specialty lid that would be built up on the inside of that. The core cylinder project, once we route this stuff, you know, a little bit hesitant on addressing the structure. When the apparatus on the inside, for the most part, is in pretty good shape, except for the discharge pipes that are in there, due to hydrosolids issue. We're working on the trucks, obviously it's not here. Flow pumps, as far as chemical feed, we've added chemical feed upstream, so basically how that works is, as you put sewer into the force main, if you don't have the proper oxygenating agents that go in it along the period, going down the line, basically the sewer that gets in there basically eats itself. Unless the oxygen going starts producing gas, it just smells sewer gas over there. So what we've done, we've added mixers at this station, and just about every station upstream, because this is the last point. And the force main, the basin starts at Sterling Oaks and Allentown Road, it goes north to Perry Crossing down to 31, all the way down south 31, it is here. It collects Illendale, it collects basically all of Allentown, Covered Bridge, Yorktown, Forest Hill, Fields of Columbus, Man, and the gravity system of Speed, as well as some of the downtown area ends up in this station. So with the Port Silver project, we've been working on the better part of the last 3 years of planning and design. A lot of that flow gets rerouted and moved, so some of these rehab issues can be addressed, because at this point we can't take off the force main that comes down 31 to address some of those issues. So what we've done is we've added mixers in the stations upstream from that, as well as chemical feed, basically super oxygenize the sewer that's going in this up downstream motor issues to try to fix before it gets there.
The only thing with that is just hypothetically here, this is a project that's not approved, and how long will it get it approved? How long do you think it'll take before that construction starts, let alone finishes?
So the Board of Silver project is a 4-7 project. Our segment is segment 4. We're hoping to maybe move forward next year.
It's approved, correct?
We need it as approved.
Well, it still has to come for us. It's just a project.
What group by who?
Who else can approve it? Well, what's what our utility?
So the council would approve, but there again, we're working on
it. Has that been done yet, though?
No.
Okay, so they would be the ones to approve the answer to the question. What I'm getting out of that is this is down the road hypothetically. What about the here and now?
This is the here and now solution. This is the only solution.
We can't
get anything approved until we get through the design. Once we get through the design engineering, we've already partnered with the Indiana Finance Authority for potential funding mechanisms. The Indiana Department of Natural Resources, DNR, has committed funding to the project to help with our portion, segment 4, of that project. So that's the direction we're moving. We're also going to apply for Ready 2.0 monies that just came available. We have to submit first call for projects by the 27th of the month to get that in the project list. So right now, how far are we at on design before you final design?
We should have final design of all segments by April. Permanent ready to go.
We have cost estimates that we can then do forward. Then we can start planning from a financial perspective on how, with the other parts of the USDA, the IFA, and the Department of Natural Resources, we're all kind of taking that fund this project, what the shortfall is going to be so that the council can figure out how they're going to fund the shortfall, if there is. We can't turn sewer off. In the meantime, we're not allowing anybody else to connect sewer to this line of service just because of capacity issues.
So has it been inspected at all? Has anybody else besides myself or anybody else inspected?
We inspect it. We go out there and clean it on a regular basis. The wastewater crews go out with this station as well as all the other stations within the town of Silverburg, maintenance the stations and do checks. They check the pump, they check the hours, any kind of flow issues, flows within there. It's basically like a giant sump pump. So you've got to make sure that you don't have a buildup of material on there, so it pumps back correctly.
I understand how that whole system works. I say, you know, I've been there 20 years, it's been years out of there. What if I told you that, I feel like that might be a little misleading, because I can tell you right now, if you were to look at anything, the padlocks that are on the electrical panels out there, the actual door lock that is there now, if you can get a key in it and it work, I would be pleasantly surprised, but I don't believe that's the case. So what I'm saying is that there's holes, it's been 8 feet all the way around. The only thing that's holding it there might be the steel up against it. When the door was open the day that I took the picture, they were shut. I mean, the inside of it, yeah, it's underground, looks great, but up to the top where it's aesthetically unpleasing, that's the part that I'm asking about that needs to have already been done, but clearly it's not gonna be.
Okay, we'll send a look at this.
Well, that's what I'm bringing attention to. Like I say, unfortunately, I didn't know this was on the agenda tonight.
Well, what's on the agenda is the repair for the issue.
Well, that's not very chance to bring it up. That being said, I do appreciate you.
Thank you. Alright. Alright. Our first ordinance, the resolution this evening is ordinance 2023-OR-018, ordinance transferring certain funds.
That would be mine. That would be the ordinance that I asked the attorney to draw up. Obviously, my maintenance budget is taking a hit this year because of rising costs. Example, all changes went from $20 to $80. Thanks to that, I did address it for next year's budget, but this year I did not foresee the prices jumping that much. So the $15,000 was to add to my police auto maintenance, and building repairs is obviously for the new building. I didn't even have a budget line really built in for that because of the new building, and that's for grass cutting and the maintenance of the yard. So that's what those two numbers are for. So that's the reason for the set ordinance.
Okay. All right. So it states here pursuant to Indiana Code 36-52, this town council of Sullivanburg, Indiana, is the town legislative body, and the president of the town council is the town executive. Whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, the legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town. And whereas from time to time, this council desires to transfer funds for the needs of the town. Now, therefore, it be ordained by this town council, so bring it in, the following funds be transferred. The loan payments to police auto maintenance amount of $15,000, and loan payments from two building repairs an amount of $8,000. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage, prolongation of the evident and affirmative signature of the undersigned as a majority of duly elected and serving members of this council. So with that, I ask for a motion for approval.
So moved.
Got a motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Terry. Any discussion?
Mr. President, I will say just for the discussion, that money that you're moving is in my budget. I'm just moving it from the loan payments to that. So it's still money in my budget. I'm just moving it to those accounts so I can pay the bills.
Okay. All right. That said, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Motion approved. Motion to waive reading ordinance 2023-R-018.
So moved.
Got a motion on Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Scott. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same side nay. Motion approved. Motion to approve ordinance number 2023-R-018, an ordinance transferring certain funds. Got a motion by Scott. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign nay. Motion approved. Thank you.
If we decide tonight, it's nothing at you. I have to go look through you to get the one I've got to be at. So I'm just letting the personal mind listen.
Okay. All right. We have no unfinished business, so I'm not going to take time. New business, 2023 Town of Sullivanburg Asset Management Program, GTL, work order number 2023-010. Sorry. Why, from JTL, they're gonna let us know.
We talked about this in draft form at our last meeting. Again, this is the asset management program that has to be completed to satisfy your SRF loan that is underway for the wastewater treatment plant project that will be completed by the end of October. You all did receive a $25,000 grant for your asset management program, and to be able to tap into that, we have to provide them with a specific work order so that they can see that. We have that here in front of you. Listed out are some of the things that we plan to do to make sure that we have everything you all need, including they send three pages of a checklist, so we've gone through all that. And guidance, and we've met to make sure that we're going to get everything we need to make sure you guys have all of the appropriate things in place to satisfy them. So that is what this is for.
All right, looks like in front of us, you all have a work order saying that all the things that Laura explained to us, the consultant and the service showed the one lump sum based on amount of $25,000.
That's correct. That's correct.
And we had this great grant that she was able to help us out with. We greatly appreciate that. So it saves our ratepayers and everyone else out there in America and the town of Sullivan and our community a little bit more money. We thank you for that. So, good. Great work. All right. With that said, I ask for a motion to approve. Got a motion by Scott, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Matt, any discussion, questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Same side nay. Motion approved, thank you. So you've got, are you under copy? You're on top of that. Yeah. All right, our new business is high school lift station, which comments about. So Charlie, you want to go on ahead and fill us in on what we're here to expect.
All right, so last week we had one of the two district parked at high school lift station, one the library blew out. Just below the elbow, there's two discharge pipes as well. Let's see if I can get this to work. I think you all have copies, but just in case. These are not to scale. Giving an idea, this thing's about 30 bucks a week. The bottom inside the blue line is the side profile. The top inside the blue line is the top profile. So basically, the one that's going down the pit just below the elbow blew out. So basically what's happening is it's pumping to the bottom, think like a sump pump. You know, it's basically spitting out and recycling constantly, all the time. These pipes are the same age, so basically what we're looking at doing is replacing both of those pipes within that structure. It involves bypass pumping of the facility. The crews will go down in the hole. It's a very special set of skills to get down a hole that deep for a confined space and that type of work. Some OSHA certifications, which we do not have in town. So we will basically be replacing those two pipes that are within that station. Across the parking lot of the library into the vault. Where in the vault, you come back together, there's valves in there. Basically, comes a single point of discharge and get it back down into the system. Continue on downstream. Because of, if we have one pipe low, you can assume that the other one is probably going to at some point in the future. We might as well go ahead and replace both while we're in there, since the amount of work is going to take a bypass pump facility to get it cleaned out. To give you an idea, I was talking earlier about this gives you an idea of the service area there. It's basically the whole north section of town, more or less knows it's at the station. So in this, again, just as you all made aware last week, we solicited out three quotes on this project. received three, one from Dirt Works, one from Dan Christianity Excavating, one from Easy Construction. Low on this is Dirt Works Unlimited for $85,000. We're basically looking at 10-day lead time. It is concrete lined pipe that will be coming in. We've got two flanges and whatnot, some excavation, backfill, an asphalt patch here at the parking lot that's operational. Asking for approval from the council for $85,000 for Dirt Works Unlimited LLC. For this work to be paid out soon.
So moved.
I guess, before I go into this, we're only 37-25 difference between a local in-town, in-state, in-town provider compared to a out-of-state provider. I just want to make sure that, you know, we always don't have to take, and I'm not here trying to find any favoritism in any ways, and I haven't spoken. I didn't even realize this was going to be brought in front of us, but again, I think we've had this discussion before with different issues. We have someone that may have to go all the way back to Brandenburg, Kentucky, compared to somebody who may have to go half a mile, 2 miles up the street. So I would sit there and ask for your all's thoughts and considerations of a $3,700 difference between a local in-state company compared to a out-of-state company that's a little over an hour probably away, if something was needed as far as whether there's equipment or something like that. So I don't know what the possible change order situation may arise or may come about, but I think that it's from my standpoint here, I just wanted to make you all aware of that conversation and that thought. So that's my
that is very same question. We have a history with local guys and the work that they've done in the past, I think, has been, you know, it was. I think they're on our emergency list as well.
Yeah, but I'm gonna caution you on this. I understand where you're going with this, but when we solicit out multiple quotes and we don't award the lows that are qualified to do this, set not a great precedent, especially trying to solicit future quotes.
Right, I was going to say, you know, state statute does allow you to not go with the lowest, most responsive or responsive, you have to have justifiable reason to do so in your motion. And, you know, the majority would have to.
I guess my question would be, have we ever used drug work before?
No, this actually came as a recommendation from JTL. They're finding companies that can do this type of work.
Yeah, I have no issue with any of the contractors, just from a legal standpoint. That is the correct thing.
I have two other questions. One you can answer, one you may not. We just heard about the new Settlement Earth Warden project is going to take 75% of the load off of this lift station, but it will still continue to be a functioning lift station, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the second question is, why is this one estimate for $147,000? And the other ones are worth?
They all came, they were all given the same directives. They gave the same set of plans and what the replacement was, and all toured the site. I have run into multiple times with soliciting quotes of this nature where somebody comes in very high because they really don't want to do it.
Don't want to do it.
They're going to do it. They're going to make sure they get paid. Okay.
And that's fair enough.
I mean, I don't know the justifiable reason why one contractor would be in this.
Well, the experience that we've had with recent vendors, you know, the most inexpensive bid is not always the best bid. I think we went through that here about a year ago. I don't know if I don't, doesn't mean they're a bad company, Dirt Works. I don't know anything about them. I just know that the local company that we use as an emergency vendor has always done, you know, I'll just echo what Brad said. differential in price, could we be better off with someone we trust, or since we don't have to take the lowest bid, valid reason? I don't guess I have a good reason outside of who the new people are.
You do have to have a reason.
Right. And I just said I have a couple of reasons. Okay.
My recommendation is that we stay with the order of the commission, maintain in terms of the three-bid process, so allow any legal obligations as far as the bidding process, and my motion would be to solicit the work of the lowest bid.
I'll second. Okay, all right. Any other discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
I'm a nay.
I'm a nay also.
Motion approved. Earthworks Unlimited, will do repair work for $85,000. Thanks. All right. Okay, bring us to our general comments from the public. Mr. Harsaw, would you like to go on and come back up here first?
I'd be glad to.
And Mr. Jason Harsaw, 441 North Lobby Street.
And if I would, Mr. President.
This is comment, general comments concerning his financial, so go on ahead, Jake.
Before you jump, real quick, just, we normally try to limit to 15 minutes. There's three people on, so we should try to do our best. I don't know how long everybody's going, just try to respect the process.
All right, just started here. The 724 motion to amend the agenda for the GNGS bank, the demolition at the 690 Penn Street. I'd like to bring to the attention there, the work order, the invoice number was 21, that they issued on June 13th for $9,700, and it was due July 13th. The approval or the purchase order that was submitted wasn't brought up until the meeting of the 724 meeting. And I know that there was a meeting that there didn't exist in between then, that perhaps it could have been brought on time. What I'm getting at is that was paid on the 25th, according to your all's records there. And part of that, I believe, is because there was two different funds that it was coming out of. One, the first one was for $7,000, the other one was for $2,700. Nonetheless, we paid a bill late. The motion for the paperwork on your old website that was submitted shows a different due date on it from the invoice that they originally gave us. And according to their invoice, there were only four line items that was serviced, that was to be rendered. Number one was to grow mowable grass. Number two was to finish the grade. Third was to haul off materials for structures. Fourth was the seed and straw. And I don't know how familiar you guys are with the area there, but that's probably from about this size building to there in a small square. Unfortunately, I guess nobody looked to see if the work had been done yet before we went ahead and paid it, so I'm hoping that they're not going to complain about being paid late. However, there is no mowable grass there whatsoever. There's nothing with seed and straw that is there, and there's still debris left in the middle of the property. Now, regardless how they got there or when it did, I don't know, but I do know that it is an eyesore there now. There's a house for sale beside it, and I'm going to gander that it's probably going to sit there for a long time, and perhaps because of this. Now, I don't know if the town owns this. I'm assuming that they do, but that contract, they did not hold up their end of the deal. I don't know if anybody checked it. I don't believe that they had. And then also, we paid them, late, so I hope they didn't charge late before, but if they did, perhaps we have something to bargain with them for. I don't know them personally. They are perhaps local. My next thing is, as well, there was a lot of different things that I don't really understand on the IT and the phone support. We have a C3 Tech that is usually doing a lot of IT support with the mayor's group. I mispronounced it. I apologize. We had a $1,520 IT support that they charged us for wastewater. Now, the ARCOM, A-R-C-O-M, hadn't been used since March. So now, September 5th, the auto attendant has been upgraded for $846 for Girls Town Council phone. So based what I've done or realized from it, the auto attendant is a new call. You get an option 1, 2, 3, or 4. Now they've updated that system card. Now they also updated the same thing for the water. They only charged them $800 each. So $40, $46 difference was on that. That's, up to them. But we also have another IT and phone charge for this company
under wastewater, $475. Now, I know there's a lot of different phone systems for the pump stations that call. Unfortunately, I would like to have some answers to the fact that we paid $247 to the Park and Recreation Board for a phone line repair. Seems kind of crazy to me, that amount, but I don't know what I'm talking about. That's why I'm here to ask about it. Also, the next big thing that I do know what I'm talking about, it does say phone system voicemail. They paid $206 for the phone system voicemail for the planning and zoning. Also, a phone password reset. $248 to reset the phone password. Now, I know time is money. Time is very important. We pay $250 for somebody to call us, say that, hey, we're going to enter your password, we'll reset it. Is that something that we can't, we're not competent enough to do? I say that loosely, but, you know, this day and age technology, you know, you all have phones. Some of you all are in phones are paid for, I hope. And $250, that's $3,000 worth of phone and IT support for three different companies for everything. Why are we paying that much money and not getting services 1A rendered correctly? Because they do this, they do it periodically. So clearly that they're trying to keep business with us, but unfortunately the way it looks, does anybody look at this and, you know, question why we're paying that money for that? Now, I don't bring up the line on that. This is just what you all offer. So I clearly can't, you know, look into it any farther than asking them. I know like that is ridiculous to have three different companies to provide us phone and IT support solely with showing us, hey, let's leave it in your face, you guys are, you know, not able to reset your own password on a voicemail? $250, that's just ridiculous now. So with that being said, there was other people to talk tonight, so I'm going to leave it at that, and I've got a lot more to bring up in the future, but with that being said, I'll let you move in.
So I don't know about the IT thing. I mean, like I said, you buy your same gas at the gas station? I mean, that'd be my first question. I mean, same gas station.
What
you're talking about, the, you know, maybe we have a different contract with, you know, one IT provider or another. You know, I mean, maybe we have the contract that we have to fulfill before we can switch them all over to one contractor. That would be my thought upon it. So
I thought that too, but the line issue item and dates, that doesn't appear to be the same time.
Jason, like I said, I'm not a smart man like you. I'm sorry.
Charlie
may be able to answer your question.
Penn Avenue was the unsafe building, the fire that was, we went through the court process to demolish. Solicit quotes for demolition on that structure with a court order. Demolished it. It was owned by the property owner currently. Basically, our contract was to demolish the structure. I think there's incidentals within that, and basically seek control. And that is the extent per the court order that came through the Park County court system. At this point, if the person is not mowing and maintaining it, we will enforce that through a code enforcement department.
There's nothing to mow, that's the point.
All we do is demolish the building for the court order, see the struggle, put it back. At this point, it's still private property and private owned.
Okay, well, we paid for services that were not rendered.
They were rendered.
I disagree with you. Have you been by it? Have you looked at it? Did you show me more of the grass? I don't think you can.
Jason, respectfully, I drop by quite often. Now, if the homeowner did not water the grass after the season and it died, that's not all the town. Now, as far as some of the phone contracts and whatnot, there was some phone damage on the storm for the parks. We had multiple contractors that work on our phone system, including down at the water plant, including at the sewer plant here at Town Hall. Now, I don't know which invoices off the top of my head you're talking about, but I'm glad if you want to leave them or leave the list, we'll look at it, see what it is, and get you an explanation.
I'll set it aside for now, but that's...
We asked for an address.
All right,
Kirk Trader asked to know the address.
Go ahead.
Madden, sir. I don't wish to provide my address with the county. Yeah, it's called Constitution.
No problem.
What's the last name?
Once again, Constitution. So if you guys up here were to learn that one of your council members violates 35 of law in Indiana, I'm sure your chief, Mr. Whalen, can you just make sure everybody in this room knows what 35 is? Scotty can do it. Scott, what's 35 in Indiana law?
He's not required to enter.
I understand. You mind, chief?
You can go right ahead. You can address.
Criminal code.
It is.
Criminal code. So this may not directly affect Sellersburg, but it does when that man's on your council board. Because in chapter 35, 4414, you know what that is?
Absolutely.
What is it? Do you mind? Well, I mean, you owe it to your constituents.
Not to you, I don't.
To your constituents, you probably do.
Sorry.
And to the man that does business in Sellersburg, right? And Jeff? Right, so he's the assistant chief of the Jeffersonville City Police Department. And you have been committing laws, violations of law, crimes against the public, sir. Are people familiar with what crime against the public is? It's when a person has a position like this, an elected position, and commits a crime where a member of the public is the victim. Right, wrong.
But does this have anything to do with the town of Sellersburg?
Yeah, it does. Because you got one on your council.
Are you accusing me of crime?
I'm asking you if you've been committing a crime.
The question is, are you?
Here's a question that I have for you, sir. Well, I'll ask you this. How about this? How about this? I'm asking you if you committed a crime. Do you own the company K-Force Security?
That's not town business.
It's what?
That's not town business. You're here to talk about town.
Have you ever done business with the town of Sellersburg as your K-Force Security?
Absolutely not.
Not at all? As your wife? Do y'all follow nepotism bylaws here on this council?
This doesn't have anything to do with town.
Sir, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
It can.
It doesn't.
It can. I'm gonna do some digging to find out, because I know you've been doing it under Jeff. So what's the key?
No, this is not, you're asking of Jeff, sir. This is the town of Sellersburg. This is not the city of Jeff.
I understand that.
Please.
But if you've got a member on your board, on your council, who in fact maybe did commit crimes against the public, wouldn't it be your concern, sir? To have them on your board?
No, sir.
That wouldn't be a concern to you?
No, sir.
To know that you've got a person committing crimes against the public, and then you want him on your city council?
I think what he's saying is, yes, if someone did, correct?
If someone did, right.
Is there an indictment?
We're working on establishing that, is what we're doing. And I'm just bringing it to the council's attention and yours, you know, everyone here.
And that's fair.
Right.
I just wanna make sure we're fact versus conjecture.
Right, I can give you some facts.
Are you under investigation for that? Is that what you're saying? There's an investigation for that?
There's not one that I know of yet, but I will be reporting it as the facts continue.
Sure.
So what I have learned so far is that you've been getting contracts in Clark County under your wife's name for a security company that you're running, and you're using all of this, the state resources, the resources that are provided by us, the taxpayers, to run your personal company for your wife. If that is not an issue, then I don't know what it is.
Again, sir, I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with the town of Sellersburg.
But it does in the respect that I just gave you. If you got him on your council board, I would think you'd be concerned.
But he lives in the town of Sellersburg.
What about you all? Are you concerned? There's one. You concerned?
I'd like to hear more about it. I mean, if this is a, does he have a foot to stand on? Is this a basis?
Well, I mean, is what I've said so far true?
Is there anything that he has to say that he granted that we need to know about?
Be respectful.
I understand, sir. I got you.
Well, I just want to make sure you do.
Okay.
That this is the town, so.
I understand that, sir.
You can ask a lot of questions. You can direct them to the president. The president can answer you, or I can help answer you.
Okay.
And if there are any facts, if there's any charge or anything that does come forward, through any of your all's investigative work, where there are any contracts with any, you know, personal companies or companies in which anybody works for.
There are contracts with the city governments, and that's what I can prove.
For the town of Sellersburg?
Not that I've found yet, but I haven't done a records request here yet. I did a records request where he works as the assistant chief of police, right. In which that's where he has contracts.
Okay.
So that's an issue all by itself over in Clark County.
In Clark County?
Right.
And in the city of Jefferson.
For sure, right. And now what I'm asking is, I'm looking into him over here now, under this position, because if you're going to commit a crime over there, you'll probably do it over here, right?
So I just want to ensure, so are you saying that he is committing a crime?
I'm saying that all the facts would fit the IC to 354414.
So you're saying all the facts you've uncovered suggest?
Fit 354414.
So you are saying that Councilman Scott McBoy has committed a crime?
I'm saying that all the facts fit that I've uncovered as far as contracting, but it's in his wife's name, the company is. So that's the only spot that I'm hooked up on. That was a good play. Putting your company in your wife's name?
Again, sir, I'm sorry. This has nothing to do with the town of Salisbury.
Once again, he's on your city council, so I'm thinking.
Absolutely, and I appreciate what you're trying to do here. He is an elected official, he was elected by his district, the town of Salisbury, okay? It has nothing to do with what his career is or what his job is with the town of Salisbury. You're wanting to sit there and continue to talk about what he does in the city of Jeffersonville. It has nothing to do with the town of Salisbury. So I think our attorney asked you if you had something against the town of Salisbury. Then you can contact our attorney and then we'll move from there, okay?
Well, don't you want to know?
Has he told you all about this?
No.
I mean, this is fresh news to you guys? Have you never heard of this? Is this part of action from left field?
I mean.
So you have heard of it?
You have two jobs? Do you have two jobs?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Everybody's got a same job. I got three jobs.
That's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you, has he addressed it to anybody else on our council?
You don't need to listen. He has the floor, this gentleman here at the microphone.
Well, I'll ask again on another night. It don't have to be tonight. I'll assure you. I'll find out.
Unfortunately, gentlemen, all I'm asking is that Councilman Boyd has done an outstanding job for his first term here down Salisbury. He has continued to go do a fine and great job for the town of Salisbury.
Okay. Well, you put money in his pocket and so does the town of Salisbury, so I would say that you should be cautious anytime you're putting money in somebody's pocket. If, in fact, they're doing things, utilizing their positions here to make that extra money when they're not supposed to be by law, that would be an issue no matter where you are. Whether it's sitting here or it's at the JPD, it's an issue. We prefer that you not steal our money. We prefer that you earn it honestly. I'm a contractor, you know that about me, because you've investigated me thoroughly.
I never investigated.
Well, guess what? Whatever you do, whatever you look at, I earn my money honestly.
Again, sir, please.
I don't know why you let me have that part.
Because you're always talking about contracting. Again, this is the town of Salisbury. This is a council meeting, okay?
Let's see. City attorney and then Michelle Miller, would you mind if I do, who's Michelle Miller? Would you mind if I do a record request before I leave here?
Sure, you can shoot me an email.
Okay, I'll get your email before I leave, because I'm going to do a record request and see if K4 has been employed here at Salisbury at all or in Blue Line, because that's a subcontract company to them. I'm done.
Thank you for your time.
Mr. Ryder, all the government contracts are on Gateway.
I understand that. Over 50,000.
How'd you know?
No, I put all of them.
All right,
I've seen your videos.
Is Charlie Hirsch.
How'd you know my last name?
Charlie Hirsch.
I've seen you on YouTube.
Can I get your email?
It's sellersburgclerk@gmail.com.
Do you have something to jot it down on the post-it numbers? And you don't think that he's got any contracts?
No.
Through either one of those security companies here in Sellersburg? Okay. Because I've heard otherwise and I'd like to look into it.
9108 Highway 60.
Nepotism is important to this council, right? I mean, they don't violate nepotism laws, do they?
Not to my knowledge.
All right, thank you.
They said that it's going to be that hot, I'm not sure the name of the company, Hobbs.
So agree.
Got contact this matter of getting on his schedule, so I wonder what his schedule's going to be. But Charlie did call me before the meeting. He had some information. I'm not sure, in fact, how we understood. Does he have the contract?
No, he has not submitted that. His phone tag last week, I called him again today.
Okay.
And basically, we solicited the degree. We get an appropriate amount of time for him to basically get back. If I don't hear anything, you're probably not willing to say. Let's move on with that.
What will we move on with at that point? He already had the contract, and it was better.
No, he didn't.
Getting on his schedule.
I'll just get the ones that we solicited out, whoever's
compared to the one, I don't have, oh, that's true.
I think what we're doing is, I think we're awaiting and hope that he is going to be our best fit and probably provide us a better quality.
Yeah, that's what we're saying last time.
Yes, sir.
Which is great, I just wanted to get on there.
Again, I think we sit there and said that we're not gonna open the road until the.
No, I understand, okay? I'm past that, I'm just, since we're closer to getting the fence installed, I thought, I was under the impression that Holly was gonna get it, it's just a matter of getting on his schedule.
Right, and maybe that might be some of his delay, maybe he's sitting there trying to figure out if he can push somebody to be able to meet, you know, our needs. I think we've expressed, you know, we would like to get it done as soon as possible.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
And I think his best thing is he's trying to probably maybe switch some things up. Said, I've been out of town, and I really haven't been out to see him, usually I see him at lunchtime, but I just haven't been up where I usually.
I understand, I was just confused whether he.
But I can volunteer to assure you that we will not open up the road until the fence is in place.
All right.
We have not awarded it to anyone.
I'm sorry.
It has not been awarded to anyone at this.
Okay. All right.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
All right, staff reports, Chuck.
Just brief. Later this week, our guys will be out doing, we're gonna start doing a crack sealing program on roadways. So hopefully starting that Wednesday. We got to the park, concrete was poured today for the splash pad. At the next meeting, we finally got the plaques for the baseball team, for the high school baseball team, like last week. So what I'd like to do is maybe schedule the baseball team here maybe before the meeting or after the meeting, we offer present, either the town flyers or.
Okay, guys, do something like we did.
We can, if y'all wanna do something like that, we can look at doing that.
I think it was kind of a little open air space, I think it might be a little bit more beneficial, to be honest.
We'll look at doing something like that. I've got O-16 St. Joe repaired last week, it should have been marked for striping today, and striping, I would anticipate tomorrow depending on weather, and which will be. So, I'm still working on the new Albany closure. I'm anticipating here within the next 2 weeks, and once I get final word, obviously we'll put it out there on our social media website and a press release for that. The detour will be St. Paul or Haas C1 to 31 over to 403 and vice versa. I've already communicated with Growing Minds as well, give them a heads up. I know you're on track coming in for 4:30 in the morning. So that's all I have for now.
Okay, all right. Anybody got any questions or?
I might caution against using Haas Street if you don't mind, because there's a lot of traffic that parks there. And it's a blind spot, you're saying what he just brought up.
If you'd like to talk about it after the meeting, again, please. Talk from outside.
Well, there's still 3 minutes left on the general public comments.
Jason, I've known you a long time. You're a great guy, okay? All right, I have nothing against you, I promise. I'm just saying if you would just maybe conduct your concerns to them at the end of the meeting, just send them an email or something, okay? Please, thank you. Anybody else have anything? Chief?
No, I'm good, thank you.
Thank you. We had Jacoby Toombs and Lance, Lori Watts would come back up here, and I believe Mike Harris sent us a nice follow-up of the projects and stuff, so Lori, take it away.
Just a few quick updates for you all. We have scheduled the follow-up trainings for utility as their update on just this week, so that will be held next week on the 20th. To be coordinated with all of the staff that needs the additional training that should help. They've streamlined the workflow process. You know, that's one of the benefits that we talked about using them. That way it has a great checklist to make sure the regular maintenance, everything is occurring on the schedule that needs to happen. So that will happen next week. We just did work order for asset management, so we're working on that. Your lead service line inventory, we We met with the water distribution manager last week, and we've got a schedule, we're working through all of that. And we'll have all that finished by the end of the year. The wastewater treatment plant, as you can see, there's very little blue left coming in there. We're winding down to the end there, so we are scheduling suppliers for site visits for training, for additional training for the staff, making sure everything is working as it should, working out any kinks that need to be straightened out. We are scheduling some testing of the RAS/WAS pump station to occur this week. But again, we are moving right along and on schedule to be finished by the end of October. And I think Charlie just covered everything on CCMG and Saber and Sixth Sector. So if you guys have any questions for me?
Again, thank you for...
I have a question for you.
State Road 60, my memory maybe is a little foggy, but did we not pay that maybe 3 or 4 years ago? One going to the police station?
No, we paid half.
We paid half, okay. So did we pay the complete, did we mill it, did we do the whole piece this time? The whole piece, okay.
Yeah, so we finished what we started in 2020. I think we did that fall half. We did a half in fall 2020, and then this finished.
And the reason I bring that up, that's when we did the weight restriction on the road, which is still there, you know. I was just curious, did that pavement that we put down previously, was it damaged, or was it, we went over?
No, we did not do that part.
Okay, so that...
That part that we did complete sale, we just filled, paved the first section.
I drove it the other day, and I'm like, didn't we just do this? So we just did a partial?
We just did the first, from 311 El Katrine to like 370 or something, I can't remember what the distance was. It's not a big thing, it's just the first little section.
Stuff when you don't live that way.
Well, I don't...
You have experience of different trash.
I drive over different...
And I look at the visitor every day.
I drive over different buses right on.
Anything else today?
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Jake, you have anything?
Our best.
Okay, all right, thank you. Terry, you want to go first tonight?
I really don't have anything tonight. I had a little phone call from a neighbor outside of my district about some motorhomes parked on the street. One was on the street, she took care of that, and one was in somebody's front yard, and the park was addressed that issue. So that problem was taken care of. Other than that, everybody can say.
All right, Randy?
Just a couple things, and I just encourage people, I mean, to be honest with you, this hasn't been the most upbeat town meeting I've ever been to. I just want people out here to understand that nobody up here is special. We're public servants. People call me all the time, anytime. I try to call back. And, you know, my premise for this job is an attitude of service. And, you know, we don't get paid huge amounts of money. You know, it's not about the dollars and cents. It's just that, you know, I'm trying to bring my community to a better place. I encourage people to be involved all the time. I'm glad that we have people at a meeting tonight. Sometimes we come here and there's nobody here. And, you know, your job is to hold us accountable. And I understand that. And, you know, I had an individual call me from my district the other day, and I had a few answers, but I didn't have all the nuts and bolts because I'm not here. Oversight, you know, something I'm really not great at. You know, we dig down, we try to find out what's going on, we try to do the best job we can. But if I don't get the answers when someone calls me, then it's my job to help you find them, and that's what I'm here for. But I just want people to know that we're here to serve the community. I don't think everybody's up here, um, you dollar, because that's not what this is about. Being elected is not always a fun job, but, I really think our town is moving in a better direction than it was. Do we do everything perfect? The answer's no, but I just want people to know that the attitude of service, and that I personally continue to try each and every meeting and try to be the best council person I can. So, with that being said, I don't have anything else. I do want to thank our town employees. We're trying to work on a budget workshop to where we can pay an equitable wage that's competitive with other communities. I think we're moving in a good direction. I think our town supervisor has done a good job, and I think we have some really good employees on board now. Frankfurt Police Department, I know they've been through a rough time in the last couple of weeks with some things going on in Silversburg. But, we did get some awards for a safe community. Hey, that's a bright spot. So, I've been here most of my life. I've been here roughly 56 years, and this is home, and I'm going to fight for it. I'm going to try to make the best community that we can be. So, that's all I got, Brad.
I'm good tonight. Yeah.
Scott? I'm good.
Okay. All right. Well, from my standpoint, I'll piggyback a little bit on Randy. What we've done here in this last 3 years and 9 months has been remarkable. We brought on a town manager who has brought us a lot of opportunity and saved us a lot of money, brought us a lot of money, grant money, brought us a lot of opportunities. And I can't thank Charlie enough for what he's done for this town. I think this council has been able to look at things differently. Not that there was a bad council that's ever been a part of this town, because I'm like you, Randy. I've lived here all my life. And it's just kind of seeing what happens, whether it's things that need to be rehabbed or things that need to be fixed. I think we've done our best to continue to do that. Like I said, things take time. It takes planning. You just can't as my dad would always say, pull money off a tree. And things aren't just going to fix themselves. You have to try to get a game plan. Just because you need to fix a pump station, we'll say, means that there's 8 other pump stations that pump into this thing. So you have to kind of financially find your route. You have to find a good engineering company like JTL to come in here and evaluate what we need to be, that needs to be done. So I appreciate everything that they have done. What people need to understand is that with this council right here, we have made $5.6 million in paving. We have $7.1 million in road inventory. By the time we are done with this first term, we have paved $6.4 million for 25%. There's not very many communities in the state of Indiana, let alone the United States, can say that. And it all goes to, our relationship with JTL, our town manager, taking the time to go and see what we need to get done. We found out we're able to do drainage upgrades and things like that with our funding, and that's gone a long way. But we're hoping that we've done St. Joe Road East in Alabama, taking care of some water issues that was bothering the Neighborson thing. We support a redevelopment company, group, commission, I guess, redevelopment commission on the Road to Nowhere. And I appreciate Terry's drivenness to be able to make that happen, to get us this new road. Now, I know some people, as the Pierces, may not always be excited to see that road, but hey, we're here to help, okay? And this is a great opportunity for us to be able to have a relationship with NDOT that we never had before. For someone to come in and invest $2.6 million and a four-way stop to help save, probably some tragic situations for people that no more different than that live on 60, to slow that traffic down just enough. This was just the start of a phase. They're going to go all the way down, to 111
So, you know, there's so many positive things, and it takes time, and that's what I got to get everybody to understand. It just don't happen overnight. It takes planning, it takes time, and I sincerely thank every one of you guys for what you all have done and what everybody has done. Now, our police department, our police chief and his crew have done an outstanding job of what town community is all about. You know, we're very, very fortunate. You know, like I said, we was just awarded the 62nd community in the United States as the safest place to live. Town of Sellersburg, safest place to live. And that goes a long way. The next closest to us was Scottsburg at 309. So, you know, there was a couple other places, Carmel, Brownsburg, Fishers, you know, a lot larger areas. But, you know, from what we have done and what we've accomplished as a town, we're seeing more community spirit. You know, we're doing more things. We're utilizing a lot of funds to bring the people of our community into, you know, into our community right here and being active. So we appreciate everybody doing that. So we're trying to reinvest. So again, I thank everybody for all that continued support and desire. But lastly, it wouldn't be happening unless we had great employees. Our employees are far and none the best. You know, we've gone through some rocky starts over my 9 years sitting here on this council. And not that we've ever had a bad employee. It's just trying to find a group that wants to work together. And we've done an outstanding job. Now, there's some guys out there, and I know they're listening, and they were some great, great employees. And we had a great person who cared about this town, and he knows what I'm talking about. And he cared, and his heart and soul is still in this town. And but he found something bigger and better. But I appreciate everything that he did for this town in the past. But sometimes you just don't have what you are able to work with. And lastly, we've got a budget now of a little over $10 million. And it started out when I started here at a little over four. And I can't thank Michelle Miller and what her own crew has done. So for us to be able to do that, you know, it makes a big difference. But again, as council members, we couldn't do without our executive secretary, Michelle Metcalf. She's our heart and our soul. She's our ears. She's always here for us. And I appreciate that. But at the end of the day, Jake, thank you. Appreciate it. So, again, I have nothing else to say other than, like I'm like Randy, you get a little bit of eventful things that come around here that you're not always aware of, but hey, again, it's better than talking to nobody, okay? And so we thank you. So, Michelle, you have anything to ask?
Let's adjourn.
Okay, all right, well, that's it. I ask for adjournment. You got a motion by Matt, and a second.
Second
by Randy. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
7:12.
Sorry, guys, I said everywhere I go.